Governor Jay Inslee joined the governors of Oregon and California, the premier of British Columbia, in signing a joint climate change agreement yesterday. It's called the Pacific Coast Action Plan on Climate and Energy. It's a multilateral agreement meant to harmonize the West Coast's greenhouse gas emission targets and set a path toward long-term reductions. It calls for the promotion of low-carbon and alternative fuels. But critics say Governor Inslee acted preemptively, entering into a multi-state agreement before securing bipartisan support within his own state. And they point out that Washington's existing climate change goals are far from being met now. David Roberts covers energy and politics for Grist. He joins us. David, good to talk to you again.
Glad to be here.
So is this a symbolic agreement or is there some significance to it?
The answer there is both. I mean, the main thing you need to know about this is if you scroll in this action, the climate action plan, down to the very last line, it reads, "This action plan shall have no legal effect, impose no legally binding obligation, enforceable in any court of law, nor create any funding expectation." So in that sense, yes, obviously, it's symbolic. The way laws are made is not through proclamation. The way laws are made is fighting them through the legislature. And obviously in Oregon and Washington, that remains a challenge. So yes, it's symbolic. And, it's sad, I think, in climate change politics at this late date that it's climate change politics is still largely composed of symbolic statements, but I suppose it's better to have one than to not have one.
So since you're scrolling down to the bottom before it, this action plan is intended to spur finding new smart ways for our governments, agencies, and staff to work together with other governments as appropriate to add value, the objective of reducing, not increasing, resource demands. Anything in the agreement that gets us to along that path?
There's nothing in the agreement that's legally binding. So it's all a promise. It's all a pledge. And in a lot of ways, Kitzhaber and Inslee face the same difficulty in this that Obama faces, which is they're perfectly willing. Their heads are in the right place. They're perfectly willing to do a lot, but they face legislatures where Republicans have veto power. So unless there can be some sort of bipartisan progress in those legislatures, a lot of this is just going to be executive actions nibbling around the edges, the same way Obama's climate action plan is the same thing.
Well, remind us, what happened when Governor Gregoire tried to get something going last time around?
Right. I mean, this has failed before. It's surprising to me. It says in the agreement, in very strong language, Oregon and Washington are going to put binding caps on climate emissions in a similar way that California and BC have done. And that's a pretty crazy promise to make if you don't have any cooperation yet from your legislature. And as you say, the legislature in Washington has already considered and rejected a plan to do this, a fairly mild plan. So I'm not sure what they think has changed or if they just think that saying it will help make it so.
Are there bipartisan plans in place for the state to reach its climate change goals?
Washington and Oregon both are doing lots of small things, and there's lots of, I think a lot of what this is about is just sort of ratifying and cheerleading for a lot of private sector activity that's already going on. I mean, the reason it's these three states and the province is that already they have sort of flowering clean energy economies. And so I think one purpose of this is just to say, keep doing what you're doing, guys, while we try to get our act together. I mean, Washington has lots of good scientific research programs going on. It has some modest, support for solar and wind, same as Oregon, but nothing, I think, that will allow it to meet its stated target. And one part of this agreement is that all the states are going to harmonize their targets. And if that means that Washington and Oregon and BC are going to adopt California's extremely aggressive targets, then that will just sort of leave Washington even farther away from its target than it is now.
You know, what's interesting is either way, though, we may at least see a change in the discussion, maybe a carbon tax, maybe these more aggressive targets on cap and trade. So perhaps it raises the bar for the governor.
Well, this is true, but it's been 30 years now since we discovered this problem, and along the way there has been this endless series of proclamations and promises and pledges among mayors, governors, states, countries, all of which are sort of symbolic, all of which are sold along the lines of, well, this is at least going to spur the discussion, change the discussion. And it just seems at this point that we ought to be beyond sort of talking pretty.
All right, David Roberts. Well, I guess I'll buy some stuff and then get on my bike and go home. I appreciate you talking to us.
Thanks. See ya.
David Roberts, energy and politics writer for Grist.